I love birds. Who doesn't love birds? Ah, sure, they'll wake you up in the morning. Or ruin the fruit in your garden. And sometimes, of course, they'll crap on your car. But they're beautiful. And they fly. And they're capable of incredible things.
As a comedy film, The Big Year is only mildly funny. But for people who aren't familiar with the activity known as bird-watching or birding, this movie is quite an eye-opener. Avid fans of the popular sitcom The Big Bang Theory may want to persevere with this movie in order to catch a glimpse of the series' breakout character Sheldon Cooper. But I assure you, the main characters deserve your attention just as much, if not more. Three birders of different ages and professions share the same enthusiasm for bird-watching. Stu Preisler is a retired businessman who wants to extend his success into the bird-watching world. Brad Harris is able to recognize hundreds of avian species through birdsong alone. Both Stu and Brad begin a year-long bird-spotting quest around North America, and in the process, they befriend and help one another in order to defeat the bird-watching record holder, Kenny Bostick.
No, I wanted to do something even more amazing. I wanted to be the greatest birder in the world. Seriously, how do you become the greatest birder in the world? You have to win the big year.
Despite sharing a common hobby, the three men each have distinct characters and follow different paths in search of their goal. Steve Martin portrays the businessman birder who enjoys full financial and familiar support in his pursuit. His affability and generosity help him win the friendship of Brad Harris, portrayed by Jack Black. Black goes about his role with the air of a typical geek who possesses a heart of pure gold. Owen Wilson's excellent portrayal of Kenny Bostick assures everyone of the character's obsession with his championship.
Remember when you said one of us has to beat this SOB? Well, maybe we should
team up.
For laymen, the movie brings you into a parallel universe where birds can dominate people's lives. Not only do you have a chance to see a number of rare birds and become buried under layers upon layers of detail, you can also acquaint yourself with a different lifestyle. Seriously, how often do you come across people who know birds like the back of their hand?
In the next 8 weeks, I traveled 14,000 miles across 21 states and saw 56 new birds. You and me. I also ate about 300 bags of pretzels and maxed out 7 credit cards, including my mom's. But man, that was an awesome summer.
And here is a question for you to think about. We know partaking in a hobby makes people happy, but to what extent can you indulge yourself without said hobby ruining your life? Apparently, Stu and Brad are able to enjoy themselves despite their failure to challenge Bostick's status. The latter's persistence is admirable, but the cost of his success will most likely lead to him growing old and dying alone. I suppose balancing the extent of devotion is important for those who relish their hobby.
What can I say? I waited too long to do it.
No, you didn't. Don't say that. Then you would have done it some other year. And really, we won. He got more birds, but we got more everything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
There are obvious negatives in this movie. As previously mentioned, the comedy is very mild and rarely provokes anything more than a chuckle.
No!
The only part of the movie that could be regarded as mildly thrilling is a helicopter chase in pursuit of a snowcock. But against the backdrop of this plain and unexciting story, viewers may find themselves thinking about what to do with their own lives rather than watching the story unfold. On a scale from 1 to 10, The Big Year gets a 7.